Hey, back on Downtown, it's time for the High School Report, brought to you by Sweats Tire and the First National Bank.
Life is a ball game being played each day.
Time for our weekly visit with the source authority on all things Eastern Maine sports, Mark Cowlin of Eastern Maine Sports. Hey there, Mark.
Hey, Rich. How's it going today?
Good. How are you enjoying our early spring?
Oh, geez, yeah. Feels like I should be outside at a football or baseball game, but going into the gym here in a few minutes.
Yeah, a little crazy. So you were, did you say you're up in Milo?
No, Pittsfield.
Pittsfield, yeah. What's going on there? Who's playing tonight?
Madonna Valley and MCI Girls, and also before the game, the regional championship field hockey banner will go up. So with good night here in Pittsfield, and we'll have all that for you.
Excellent. Well, an exciting weekend. The season keeps on rolling along, and the good teams continue to impress. Brewer, boy, you said it last week. I don't know who's going to beat Brewer this year. They are looking like a juggernaut.
Yeah, they sure are. They did get a matchup this week, though.
They did.
Mount Blue gave them all they could handle at Mount Blue. They kind of needed that test, and you know, they might get another test or two on the road, and that'd be good for them before the tournament, because as we know, come tournament time, you know, anything could happen. And you know, I think they need those close games and those tough road battles going into the tournament.
Absolutely. What else is coming up for games of note this weekend?
Well, yeah, you know, again, we'll be in as a Madonna Valley MCI, and then tomorrow we'll be at PCHS Penquist Girls, and that's a big game for playoff season there in Class C Girls. You know, PCHS is 8. They kind of want to hold on to a home, you know, prelim game. And they, you know, Penquist, they have 5 wins, but they haven't been really heel point worthy wins. So they kind of need one to get up, even to get into the tournament. So a big game tomorrow. We're also in Monday afternoon. We're in Milo. We are in Milo Monday, Rich. And then, you know, that's where we have Monday. Tuesday, we're in Guilford for double. We're really busy in the next week. We had kind of a slow week last week, but definitely pick it up. Brewers got a home game Monday, too.
And let's talk, if we can, Mark. Who are a couple people, as we get closer and closer to tourney time, people start to pay even closer attention, who are a couple of individual performers that people want to make sure to try and get out and see this season?
Well, I'll give you a few that I'm going to be reaching a milestone probably the next game. Wilkes is Dexter. He's a senior there. He actually just committed to Husson, so you'll be able to see him after this year locally. So that's good to hear that he's going to Husson, and he's only 14 away from 1,000. And also Izzy Allen, a junior from Central. She's 22 away from 1,000, and their next game is not until next Thursday, though. So you know, a couple people there. You know about Brady Saunders. You know, there's a lot of good talent around, and you know, definitely come out and see it come tourney time.
Yeah, and of course, as we get later in the season, the games mean even more and more in terms of, as you mentioned, getting into the tournament, tourney placement, and seedings as well. What would you say first on the boys' side, then on the girls' side? What do you think will be the two most hotly contested classes come tourney time?
Well, boys, that's a good question. I mean, I think Class B boys, because I think it's so balanced. I mean, I think the top, Ellsworth, Orono, and Old Town are really, really good. Probably above, you know, a step above the rest. But from 4 to 9, 4 to 8, 4 to 9, everybody's equal. And you know, some of those teams have given those top 3 teams a really quality game. And I think even the quarterfinal games, you know, sometimes you don't see great quarterfinal games. I think you will in Class B boys. And for girls, I think Class D. You know, and again, I think 1 through 5 wouldn't surprise anybody. I mean, you got Dexter, Hudson, PVHS, Central, Matt Knockwood. I don't think anybody would be surprised if any of those teams came out of the North and, you know, represented the North in the state game. All those teams are equal, could be any. I mean, right now, Dexter and Hudson are undefeated, but any of those teams could be the other on any given night.
Big birthday week in the Eastern Maine sports family, right?
yeah. Big number. Reached half a century.
How'd that happen so fast?
Yeah, right. I don't know, but yeah, it's been a good week, and yeah, that's happened Wednesday.
And then Chris had a birthday too, right?
Yeah. To help out, I guess, at Eastern Maine Sports, you have to have a birthday. I think Jeff has one coming up, and Anthony also. So I think we all have a birthday here this week.
That's awesome. Well, happy birthday to everybody there at Eastern Maine Sports. Of course, the place to go for all the information you need. Now, we always like to get in a little Red Sox talk with you. The injury to Trevor Story this week. Alex Cora says we have to move on. Somebody will play short. Maybe Kike Hernandez. Is that the answer?
Well, I think he would be. I mean, obviously it hurts him because the lineup. But I think Kike would be fine at short. But I mean, hopefully it's closer to the 4 months than it is the worst case scenario, though. Because if it's 4 months, we could rehab in May and be back by June, and it's okay. But it definitely hurts the lineup. I think shortstop wise, I think defensively, Arroyo or Christian Arroyo or Kike could do just fine, but it does hurt the lineup tremendously. We'll see. But as I've told you, I think they have improved their pitching overall, helping the bullpen, which also helps the starters. You can put, Whitlock there with confidence and maybe Tanner Houck too. And, obviously I don't think you count on Sale, but hopefully he's closer to what he was a few years back than what he has been last.
We'll see. Fingers crossed there. Well, Mark, appreciate it as always. Enjoy the games this weekend, and we'll visit with you again next Friday.
All right. Thanks for having me, Rich.
Thank you, Mark. Mark Callen of Eastern Maine Sports with our high school report here on Downtown. It's brought to you every Friday afternoon by Sweats Tire, serving you with full automotive repair and a great selection of tires at two locations, 451 Hogan Road and 358 State Street in Bangor. And by the First, dream first because you can. First National Bank, committed